A project to redevelop the site of the former City Hall in downtown Troy took another step forward last night. It's been nearly 9 years since a wrecking ball knocked down the former Troy City Hall, now the latest incarnation of what's to fill the hole beside the Hudson River, is under discussion. This time, after several public meetings and design charrettes, the city has chosen a developer to partner with, a firm called Hoboken Brownstone. And there's a push by the administration to get the ball rolling for the fifth time. Steve Strikeman is Troy's Commissioner of Planning and Economic Development.
We've sold it four times for $600,000. The important thing here is to get the property developed.
Past strategies by the city have been to issue an RFP, choose a developer, and sell the property. This time, they're doing things differently. At Thursday night's City Finance Committee meeting, councilors approved an option to transfer the 1.1-acre property to and through the city's local development corporation on a 4-to-1 vote. Democratic Mayor Patrick Madden wants to see it move forward.
The ordinance is it allows us to use a mechanism that is available to us under state law to use our local development corporation, in the LDC, to facilitate the transaction.
The mayor points to similar LDCs in other Capital Region communities, Albany and Schenectady. As councilors debated the ordinance, Republican City Council President Carmela Mantello proposed an amendment to ensure that any proceeds from the transfer of the property to the developer were directed to the city within 30 days, and to include at least one public hearing. The amendment was voted down. Here's Mantello.
I do hope that this project does move forward. I do so feel, though, that what we are doing tonight does not continue the transparency and accountability that this city council would have done.
City leaders insist that involving the LDC will not result in a lack of oversight by the city council, and that price has not been a point of discussion with Hoboken, as a design hasn't been rendered. Again, Mayor Madden.
I think the price for the property is not a great consideration because, contrary to previous iterations, this is going to include a significant portion of public space.
Under the terms of the city's request for qualifications, the developer must adhere to the public desire for civic space. That was one concern with a previous plan for a movie theater that would have limited river access. Sumit Gupta, principal at Hoboken Brownstone, says he hasn't spoken about financials with the city.
We're not focused right now in trying to figure out exactly how many dollars should be going one direction or another. Our focus is being able to deliver on the project, period.
The ordinance approved Thursday night will go before the entire city council at its regular December 5th meeting. For past stories on the One Monument Square saga, visit WAMC.org. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.